before I came to Congress, I was the Secretary of Health for New Mexico. And I'm going to ask you to push back whoever taught that class, because I'd like to see the evidence that suggests that Hispanic women, young women, lack ambitions and goals. I think that's outrageous, and I'd love to say that a member of Congress would like to see that report.
I have never, you know what? I have
never.
Let me tell you something.
I wasn't.
I have, hold on a second. This is important.
I yield.
Thank you, young lady.
You're welcome.
I have never seen a first grade class where the teacher comes in and she has you stand up and she says, "What, you know, answer the question, what do you want to be when you grow up?" I've never seen a kid stand up and say, "I want to be a teenage pregnant person." I have never seen someone stand up and say, "I want to be poor." I've never seen somebody stand up and say, "I want to be homeless." I know when I was asked that question as a first grader and I stood up, I said, "I want to be the Pope." The teacher asked me, "Why, Loretta, why would you say that?" I said,
"I vote
he's got the money and the power.
And a really good dress."
Okay, so I, and gets to wear white all the time. So I'm just saying that is just totally incorrect. Okay,
right.
Kids, our kids are like anybody else's kids.
That's right.
They want to be firemen, the next
president.
They want to be the plumber, the next,
president.
You know, I mean, depending on
the
what
president.
Goes on, what
the
they
president.
See, they want to be the president, they want to be a congresswoman, they want to be, you know, Julia Childs or whoever, you know, whatever they see, they want to be and they can be. And we need to just push back on those people
right.
who say we have a predetermined
and I'm claiming
disposition
my time
to be mediocre. That's no. just not
that's right.
correct.
Wait. I want to add one quick thing.
So you have the Sanchez sisters now.
When you yield to one of the Sanchez sisters, you got to do both.
Yeah. This troubles me greatly. I'm speaking into my left boob.
But they can hear you.
You know what? I'm sorry.